Hello?
Yes, ma'am. This is Jordan giving you a call back from Emergency Roadside Assistance.
Yes, hi.
Hello. I was calling to see if you spoke with the shop that it was going to.
I did, and they told me that they closed at 5 p.m. I actually just spoke to a representative there with you guys, and she said she put some notes in.
Okay, it may not have refreshed on my end.
Oh, there isn't?
Oh, so it is. Okay, so I think it actually just refreshed. So you want it to go to 6268 North San Gabriel Boulevard?
Yeah, it would have to be my house because the gates where I work close at 6 p.m. And if you guys can get there in 18 minutes now, then I would at least give you about another 45 to an hour to get there.
Okay, give me just a moment. I'm just waiting for it to refresh. So the address that it is going to, is that the residence or that's somewhere else?
That's a residence. That's my house.
Okay. Give me just a moment. Okay, so that again is 6268 North San Gabriel Boulevard in San Gabriel?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just waiting for it to refresh. Okay, so I am going to reach out to some more service providers. That's why I was giving you a call back to give you an update as well. So the only service providers that I have found as of right now, one stated that they wouldn't be able to go until 8. One stated that it would be about 5 hours, and the other one stated that they would not be able to pick it up until tomorrow.
Wow.
But
my car was broken into, so I don't know where the heck they sent me or what the heck, but I just need my car towed. I could have easily paid somebody, but Mercury said they were going to take care of it and they were going to have somebody come out to my car within the next hour, and that was you guys.
Okay.
I don't know how the heck this stuff works. But the point is I need my car towed within the next hour because the gates closed. My car was broken into in the gates that it's in right now. And if my car isn't there the next morning, then I'm going to make you and Mercury liable.
Okay, I'm not
because
sure
you guys
why
had
they...
one job, and that was to go and get the truck.
I apologize. I'm not sure why they gave you a time frame before we spoke with any tow drivers, because that's not an accurate time frame. I can try to find someone that can pick it up within the next hour, but I cannot guarantee that time.
So, I mean, do whatever you can, but if it's not taken out in an hour, like I said, if something else happens, I'm making you and I'm making Mercury liable. Because
okay,
it's your job to get me somebody, and so was it Mercury.
I apologize. I guess Mercury may be held liable for it, but I can try to find someone else to come out within that time frame. But again, I cannot guarantee that time frame. I'm not sure why they guarantee
that.
Well,
then why say that you're going to be able to get somebody to come out in that time frame, but you can't guarantee it? So is it a yes or a no?
Well, I haven't guaranteed a time frame as of yet besides the time frame that the tow drivers gave us. But as far as any other time frame, I'm not aware of it. But I can try to find someone else to come out within that time frame, but I cannot guarantee what someone else guaranteed you because I'm not sure who guaranteed that.
I don't know what to tell you, ma'am. But point is I need my car towed today before 6 p.m.
Okay, I can go ahead and reach out to some more service providers. Is there anything else I may do to assist you?
That's it.
Okay,
I mean,
you
can get it there by 5, and I asked to be called back in 2 minutes, and it took you almost 30. So, I mean, there goes 30 minutes. What we could have done. I understand. Like I said, I just need somebody to come and get the car before 6 p.m.
Okay, and is there anything else I may do to assist you?
That's it.
Okay, well, thank you for calling, and you have a wonderful day.